panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations. That's the country we are on, as per the opening track by Troy Cassar Daly from the World Today album, Back on Country. As I say, we're on Kulin Nations land, specifically the intersection of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in from whichever land you are on. And we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I am your host for Out of the Pan, which first broadcasts noon through one every Sunday afternoon on 3CR, 855 AM digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand. And prior to us, as is the case on our regular schedule, we heard from the crew from Out of the Blue, diving deep for the marine news, as they do every Sunday morning from 11:30 until noon. That is, if you were listening to the live version of this show. If you're listening on podcast repeat, or you can check out their podcast, of course, on their podcast page. Lots of ways to get in touch with this program if you want to communicate about the issues, as someone once called them. And how you do that is you can email outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456 751215, and our lines are open to take your SMSs now. And you can look for at Sal Gold Said So on Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram. And Facebook, Out of the Pan, 855 AM Melbourne, and my page, Sally Goldner, postal address, PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on this show are strictly my own. Don't think there'll be any content notes today in terms of warnings and that sort of thing. But I think there's a good reason for believing that, because Midsummer was launched Monday week ago and gets underway on the third Sunday of January, which, according to my calculations, is around the 17th. But that with Carnival, but there's lots of great guests in this, so I don't think there's any content notes needed there. And on the line is one of the participants in Midsummer, with vocals and instrument ready to go, so to speak, for Midsummer, but not perhaps not today, but we'll do the recorded way. On the line is Han from the band Headslayer. Han, welcome to 3CR.
Thanks, Sally. Thanks for having me.
An absolute pleasure. Can I just ask a couple of things first? First of all, if it's okay to ask, which pronouns you use, if any, and second, which land you're on at this point in time?
I use they, them pronouns, and I'm calling in from where?
I'm sorry, from?
Wurundjeri land, Wurundjeri Woiwurrung in Coburg.
You're just not too far away. A tram ride away across the
exactly.
across the lands. Headslayer, a great good name for a band, but you know, which is needed, of course, in the queer communities. But let's go back a bit. When did you form? You know, those sorts of things. What made you want to form a band, and particularly the sort of band that you're doing? All that sort of stuff. Tell us the history a bit of Headslayer.
We got together maybe 3 or 4 years ago. A friend of Beck and I. Beck was an old friend of mine, and we were driving out to Castlemaine to see some bands play, and we thought, you know, why don't we start a band? Everyone else is doing it, so
good reason. Yeah.
I guess we were inspired by other bands in the community and keen to get involved.
Yeah, fair enough. And how did it go? Because, I mean, of course, you know, you've got to sort of work out, you know, find, well, some of these commonalities in music. I mean, of course, we don't want to box people into genres, but there's got to be something that brings you together, and as well as being, you know, long-time friends. And, you know, how did it go sort of in the early stages, working out the sort of styles you want to play? How did it all go?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fun in the beginning, I guess, just being playful and joyful and exploring together, and the sound sort of emerged from there. But I think we both have a shared love of punk music and a shared love of queer community and queer politics. So I guess that was always going to be the way. But it just sort of was fun being, yeah, playing around and letting the songs come together.
Yeah. And, you know, what you have a specific, well, say, Hetzler seems to have a purpose, if I can put it that way, or a goal, an aim, a vision, if we want to use big words, you know, sort of that sort of speak. Tell us a bit about that, because I think that's really, really important, particularly in these times and, you know, on a station like 3CR. You know, I think that's pretty relevant. Can we explore that a bit?
Yeah, sure. I think Hetzler has a goal of bringing a voice to many things that trans and queer people face in day-to-day life but maybe don't get to talk about publicly. So Hetzler tries to write songs that give a voice to those daily experiences of queer and trans folk. And, you know, with the hope that people can hear their experiences and maybe not feel as isolated and come together to face those things collectively.
Yeah, look, really, really, really important. I mean, you know, sort of in terms of the songs that you now have written, I mean, where are you at? Tell us a few of the themes and sort of you must, I don't know if you've been playing together for a few years, you might be getting close to a first full-length album, or as they used to just do some age variation, an LP as they used to be called. How are you going, you know, sort of what sort of themes do you, you know, let's drill into that more than just, you know, what queer people, you know, sort of experience. You know, what are some of the, you know, specifically some of the themes that come out?
Yeah, we've got our first album coming out next month at midsummer, at the end of January, out at Digger's Store in Campbell's Creek. That's been a partnership between Castlemaine Pride and Hetzler, and supported by Pride Victoria, which we're grateful for. Some of the themes on that first album include the album title is called Not My Problem. So the title track, Not My Problem, is about, I guess, putting it back on straight people that homophobia and transphobia and the gender binary are all kind of creations of the straight cis world and not actually our problem.
Yeah.
So that's one example. Another example is a song about transhuman rights and just sort of going through all the basic things that we would like as trans people, access to healthcare, access to jobs and housing and sport, being able to play sport and go to the toilet, and, you know, how in that sense we're not that different to, I think the chorus to that one goes, trans people are people, and I guess it's the message that we just want the basic things that everyone wants.
Yeah, look, exactly right. I mean, you know, it's sort of, at a minimum, I'll say I get very grumpy when I hear about what is passed off in mainstream media and by others as so-called trans debates and we need to debate this when it's so far removed from our experience. And I mean, particularly on the sporting front, it's just so nonsensical that we just want to, you know, play a bit of sport, get a bit of exercise and teamwork, and it's just become so distorted. Or
anything. Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. Like, we just want to be able to have a roof over our heads and kick the footy, you know.
Yeah.
With friends, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. The other thing about often those debate about trans issues is often they don't include trans voices. You know, it's other people talking about issues about our lives, you know.
Oh.
Which I think is a real problem, and one thing that Hetzler wants to start changing is getting more of our stories out there, you know.
Oh, look, absolutely so. I mean, always needed, and to get them out there, we'll say, with our perspectives and our issues, and, you know, sort of also the same level of, well, equal levels of what I'll call grilling. I mean, the what we would call the anti-trans rhetoric never seems to get questioned, yet trans people are, you know, virtually interrogated, we'll say Guantanamo Bay type of style, just about even how we know we exist, yet the idea that other people can question our existence isn't questioned. It's I'm with you, Han. It's pretty appalling. You know, these are very, very welcome themes, and I think, you know, sort of definitely things that we need to have, and, you know, having them in music or other art forms is, is so important. And
I think talking about it through music can help people understand. And, you know, one thing we do as well is try and bring a bit of humour in. A lot of our songs are kind of heavy content, but then some of them are a bit lighter, and I think humour is a way. Music and humour are sort of universal languages, so there are ways that we can connect people with some of the heavier topics in the album.
Yeah. No, look, I would, you know, I agree with that. They're great ways to communicate. We need all the ways to communicate, and, you know, people getting out there having a bit of fun, a bit of, I don't know if you allow mosh pitting at your gigs or headbanging or something. Cool. I was going to ask, you know, when after a gig, you know, when you're chatting with fans, particularly say a fan who's seen you for the first time, have there been any memorable responses to your gigs, you know, from fans, particularly queer, including trans fans?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's nice getting off stage and just seeing people's faces lit up and seeing a bit of common understanding shared between people that the music shows that we understand and have some shared experiences, and seeing people's faces light up with that shared experience, I think, has been really special.
Yeah, look, spot on. I mean, it's just, you know, there is just something about going to a trans music gig or a stand-up comedy gig and all the rest of it that is very, very, you know, there's just something so affirming. I mean, there was, I'm so bad with names of things, but I can't remember the name of a trans gig that comedy side was sort of gig or variety night that I went to at the Pride Centre about must be a couple of years ago now, and there's just that sense of affirmation. And it was one friend's first gig as their, we'll say, authentic gender, and using the name and pronouns, and they said that, and just the ovation was huge and so moving. That's just one little thing that was so important. And
yeah, we need to have events like that where we can all come out together and, like, just share an evening of fun and celebration together as well. You know, like, often trans events, I mean, I joke with my friends that often, like, the most I spend time with other trans people is in peer support groups. So I really enjoy getting out and seeing an event or a gig or some kind of performance that's not just about trauma, so it's good.
Very, very much so. I just think it is really, really good, and also great that Midsummer is now partnering to do regional events as well. So, as well as Midsummer events, which is, you know, how we've connected, what sort of gigs, appearances, Midsummer or otherwise, have you got coming up over the next couple of months? Because this show's having a breather in January, so we'll do all the ones in January as well.
Yeah, our main focus is launching our singles digitally over the next few weeks, and then launching our album with the gig on the 31st of January at Digger's Store in Campbell's Creek. So, that's the main focus of ours. And then the next day, on the 1st of February, we'll be going down to Table Records to do record signings and having a chat with people. So it should be a good night and a good day the next day.
Cool. And will you be great that, you know, we've got queer visibility beyond the metro area and through regional and rural Victoria, But will you be down for us, say people can't travel, will you be planning any gigs in the, as I call it, the big smog, i.e. Melbourne, anywhere
else? Yeah, we're looking at that at the moment, whether we try and do a city launch as well. We're not sure exactly yet. But we'll keep you posted if we do decide to go ahead with that. Yeah, it's been great partnering with Castlemaine Pride and Sound Recordings down at Campbell's Creek and collaborating with community there. We had a local queer community choir come in and join some of the recordings. So it was really great collaboration, and we give thanks to Castlemaine Pride for pulling it together.
Cool. All right, then. Well, look, I think we've got it covered.
Great. Thanks so much, Sally.
Yeah, I'm going to play Danger, which you can get on Bandcamp to give people a listen. And, if you can have a listen on Bandcamp, but also buy, of course, Hetzlayer's tracks through Bandcamp if you want to do that. All the best for the musical future. Stay in touch if you've got any announcements, particularly if you are doing any more gigs anywhere, Melbourne, regional, etc. And, yeah, also may it be a good season for you and the crew.
Thanks so much, Sally. Cheers.
Thanks, Han.
See ya.
Han from Hetzlayer on the line there. Great to chat with them about what they're up to in Midsummer. Let's have a listen to their track Danger, and then I've got a couple of messages from Roving Reporter, and then our next guest, James from Bodies No Bodies, will be in around 12:30. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
I used to think that there was one 3CR Community Radio is dedicated to exploring the issues that affect our future.
Because I think it is something we just need to be talking about.
855 AM. Tune in and listen up.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally-made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
3CR 855 AM 3CR Digital 3CR.org.au 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon, currently Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And we just heard from Hetslayer and Danger. Great to hear have queer bands, queer artistry of all sorts around all of Victoria, not just Melbourne being the longer time queer. I remember when Pride March seemed to be all sort of the inner suburbs and that, and you know, those sorts of venues. And then we got people from everywhere, and regional and rural seemed to start popping up. And now it just seems like the stream is spreading throughout Victoria, which is really good to see. Now, Roving Reporter, one of our awesome listeners, because of course 3CR doesn't have regular ones, we only have awesome ones, has popped in a few messages about a very big front page on the tree version and very large and long article online about the queer organisation ACON, formerly AIDS Council of New South Wales. And, well, it's... I did see this article yesterday, Roving, and listeners, and look, gee, surprise, surprise, it's in The Australian, so can't be object... You know, it's... I would question its objectivity, would be one way to put it. I hope that's... you know, a reasonable opinion. You know, sort of quiet, you know, sort of, yeah, sort of, trying to, just find the words for it. It's one-sided, as most of the articles either written by The Australian are, gee, surprise, surprise, or ones that they'll get from their, sibling sources, overseas, which, you know, sort of, you know, only give one side of the story. And this one, well, yeah, is, you know, as I say, I haven't got the whole article in front of me. Roving's popped some, you know, pictures of some of the things, some critical parts in the email. It's, you know, clearly, you know, sort of try the, in my opinion, Roving, the, these articles are trying to, you know, bring down the bigger allied groups for trans, which is then leaves trans, probably leaves trans people more exposed without the, you know, sort of relatively well-functioning, well-resourced allied groups. Now, the comments that you mentioned from queer activist groups are more from groups that, you know, favour so-called gender-critical thinking. And, you know, the sort of bias in this where ACON's called a lobby group, I'm not really sure I would call it that. It's a health organisation. Yes, you have to advocate to communicate about issues for minority groups. So, I mean, you can just, you know, the bias is obvious from the start. They quote, and I will bring in content notes here for transphobia, the Lesbian Action Group, who are well noted as gender criticals, and they criticise ACON's Australian Workplace Equality Index, which businesses and government agencies, you know, sort of can get training in. And but they claim, the article claims, the Workplace Index is a way to define sex and gender, which, you know, well, you know, if you're going to understand trans people, you've got to understand that what sex and gender are about. There's a lot of attacks on trans advocate Teddy Cook, who started with ACON and is now with another organisation. They also quote a group that's been recognised by the Southern Poverty Law Centre in the USA, LGB Alliance Australia, in terms of hate. So it's not very, sort of representative at all, would be my response. First up, to one of your emails, Roving, what else do they rabbit on about? They work to ensure media coverage reflects and supports its, quote, own ideology. That's the article. You want media coverage to get your own beliefs. It's a free society, all that sort of thing. They claim they've co-opted every arm of the state. Well, I think trans people would vehemently disagree with that. I don't really need to go into the article more. I just don't see any point in giving it much more, time on a station like this. And really not necessary. Some friends of mine have described it as astonishingly conspiratorial, and they're going to do similar articles about Equality Australia and Sex Discrimination Commissioner Anna Cody. So, as I say, they're trying to attack allies, also perhaps trying to put pressure on state and state, territory, federal Labor governments. And some people have suggested that it's a roadmap possibly put out by Andrew Hastie. Now, I have no proof of that, but that is logical. The Australian, I think their stance on trans issues is well known. It just worries me that people believe it, I suppose, would be my answer to your questions, Roving. All right, enough of that. Not that I'm saying that's not important and we shouldn't discuss it, but I want to say enough of that. We will move on, because I am joined in the studio, en person, as they say in France, by another wonderful guest who's part of the Midsummer program. James, welcome to 3CR.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
Pleasure to have you here. And if it's okay to ask, can I check in with which pronouns, if any, you use?
I'll have he, him today, please.
He, him today. Cool. Bodies, no bodies. I'm intrigued by this because it's a very, I'll say, lateral thinking or unique approach to artistry. Tell us all about Bodies, No Bodies, which is now part of Midsummer, but has already been rocketing around through Fringe and other places too, I see.
Yeah, absolutely. Our curator, who is the drag queen Zero, or Sid Sydney as an artist, brought together a lovely collective of queer and trans artists who have performance practices as well as like making artistic objects. So you can see all of the artistic objects in the gallery exhibition during the day, and then we perform with them at night. So you get to see how they come to life with our performance.
Quite unique. It probably vandalizes the English language. It's either unique or it isn't, but it is, certainly, I think, very, as I say, creative thinking, which is, what Art Midsummer's all about and what artistry is all about. How did it all get together? Who else is involved?
Well, in the first one that we did at Abbotsford Convent, we had the artist Foot, Thicky T, doing a gorgeous drag performance, myself, Zero, we had Plastic Messiah, and it was a really beautiful cocktail of a mix of different forms and different ideas that came to life. And in this one, we actually have two new artists who weren't in the original cast. We have Wintergreen, and we have one more very special debut artist, but you'll check the website and look at their Instagram and see what they're all about. Bit of a surprise.
Ooh, a surprise of us, surprise of us. This is what we like. Cool. The transgenre, transgender gallery show is how it's headed up in the Midsummer Guide, which is really, really cool. Bodies emerge from cocoons, faces shift until they're unrecognizable, limbs twist, sounds loop, and mirrors catch you in the night. It's quite amazing to think that, this has come together. I mean, how do you weld, for lack of a better word, these apparently different genres and approaches? Can you give us a little sort of inside look at the process of how it all comes together?
Absolutely. Well, it's funny that it doesn't take as much effort as you might think to make them all come together, because all of these artists have practice that's really centered around transforming and transcending the appearance of your body and actually showing people who you are in your own frame of reference, who you are to your own mind, in your own light. So everybody has their practice that's come from a lot of like reflection and research and trying things out. And we sort of bring them together as a tasting plate, and we curate them so that the audience has a really nice journey to come from one to the other and feel like they've had a well-rounded feast by the end of the night.
Cool. So everyone's on the, we'll say the, well, I'm going to say the live show as distinct from the exhibition part all at once.
Yeah, we're all there. And it's, imagine like a performance where there's multiple stages, like multiple spots where you can see things, and they'll activate at different times. So there'll be little things that pop up here and there, and you'll be wandering around and something will catch your eye. And you'll have a very unique experience depending where you are at any point in the night.
Oh, sounds amazing. And look, just looking at the, you know, the image by Bo Howell that's on the Midsummer page, I mean, just glamour personified in that itself. It's enough to make you want to, you know, be banging the door down to get in.
Thank you.
You know, just, you know, amazing looks already, and, you know, great diversity in that alone.
Yeah, absolutely. It was incredible coming together for the photo shoot. The only discussion we had before was, everybody wear something that you're probably going to wear in your performance. And when we all showed up, it was like, you know what, these colours go together nicely, these shapes go together nicely. We're a team that's, like, quite new forming on each night of the performance, but we all go really well together because we've got something in common.
Yep. No, that is, you know, which is, you know, that's, oh, that's so awesome when that happens in artistry, that camaraderie of a show. It's just that it is a magic. It's sort of, it's intangible, but you feel it.
100%. Yeah.
And it must be just, you know, yeah, it must be just so much fun. And, you know, the thing is, of course, this is about trans artists, which is so important because, again, to just, I mean, the Midsummer, you know, listing says, you know, says this really well, the body is automatically a site of exploration and play. Mm. Dive into that for us.
Well, I guess as a trans person, I'm already looking at my body as something that can appear differently or be read differently in lots of different contexts. So when I'm James Bott in my beautiful drag face, I call myself a man. And the rest of my life, it kind of, it's really in the eye of the beholder. So I think as trans people, we're kind of experimenting with different things that we can add to ourselves or different ways we can position ourselves or move or speak and see how that affects the way people interpret who we are.
Yeah, well, look, exactly right. I mean, you know, sort of we can do that. I mean, as trans people, we feel, I'll say, less inhibited than people who perhaps feel hammered into boxes and all that sort of thing. And the thing is, of course, sometimes some people won't like it. You know, I don't agree with this next comment, but some people say to me, now you're a woman, you've got to be quiet and passive, vomit, and that sort of thing. But there's trans people, we're saying, no, we are people, we, you know, we, to use a favourite phrase, we bust the binaries in lots of ways, and that's what we do, which
Absolutely.
Is pretty cool.
And I think the choices that you make in forming this person that you're going to be, this person that you present to the world, is an artistic process as well and a creative process.
Nicely put. There it is, our quote. That's the quote of the day for the show at 12:39 and 15 seconds first aired. Seriously, that's... Oh, look, that's just gender euphoria.
Yay!
What we need. You know, I'm sorry, I just got to say this. I mean, I previously had on the line Han from the music band Het Slayer and what you're doing. It just, the joy is just, I'm feeling joy now and gender euphoria now just hearing about it. It is so, so good that we have this artistry in there. You know, it's just, yes, is all we can say to that. And I like the fact that you also say we invite you to come and play with us and bring your own body with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. Your body is welcome. And because there are, you know, there are elements of the work that will reflect you or invite you in. I've got a work called Bot Watcher, which will draw a little box around your face. It's a little bit spooky when you first see it, but don't worry. It's just my MacBook Air. I'm not recording your face. It doesn't go anywhere. I'm not feeding it to the AI. But your body being there is part of the experience, especially of the performance night, because the vibe of the crowd and the energy of people reacting to things at the same time and feeling wowed at the same time is a really special part of the show.
Yeah, well, you say light audience interaction will be invited. So now light, that means you're not sawing anyone in half. This is good. But what would be a theoretical abstract example of what you would call light audience interaction?
It could be like giving somebody a drawing, or I sometimes ask a question to the crowd and everyone goes, yeah. It's a light audience interaction is like when you go to a gig and they say, how's everybody doing? And you go, woo. And then you haven't answered the question, but they don't mind.
All right. But woo. Yeah. Does communicate in a way that may not be in the English dictionary, but yeah, snoo, whatever to that. Really cool. I love hearing about all this. You are this time, whereabouts are you this time? Sorry, Smith and Gertrude?
Yeah, it's a gorgeous little gallery. It's kind of on the corner of Smith and Gertrude Street, so hence the name.
staggering distance from where we are, yes.
Yeah, really close, really local, and it's so nice that it's close to some of the drag venues where I've performed as well. It sort of feels like home turf to be on Smith Street and just extend that nightlife energy a little bit further down.
Now, you have very cleverly, because this is on from the 4th to the 8th. Now, if I have it right, the 8th is the street party day. So people can have a rollicking time at street party and catch perhaps the last performance session, which is on... Oh, no, sorry. The performance sessions are only Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Read the details, Sally.
That's okay. Slap. The gallery will be open and it's often quite hot at the Smith Street party. So if you're at that big stage that's just behind Gertrude Street, you know, Betty Grumble or whoever is on stage, you're having a dance and then you just want to go somewhere air-conditioned, that's a good time to pop into Smith and Gertrude because it's right there. And you can look at all the beautiful artworks and have a little moment to yourself.
Yep, from 11 till 4 every day. Amazeballs. Tell what other performance stuff do you do, or artistic stuff things do you get up to apart from this and drag? What else?
I guess a lot of the things that I do are kind of contained in the performance that I'm presenting at Bodies No Bodies. I've made a beautiful, like, ladies' boudoir dressing table of pink velvet and glittering diamantes. It has a beautiful big mirror, and that's where I do my drag makeup. It's got all my tools in it, but it's also my, like, surveillance station. It's full of all of these fake security cameras that are pointed at me or pointed at whoever's in front of it. So if you visit it, you know, by yourself during the day, you will be the center of attention at that work. And it has my beloved old laptop there. It's running a little open source program called OpenCV just to detect faces and draw a little box around them. And it's all about how machines categorize things and categorize people, and how we're constantly being labeled, even when we're just walking around in public.
Yep.
There's been some talk about introducing AI into the city of Melbourne's CCTV, so it would kind of decide whether or not you're a threat just as you're walking through. But I'm a data scientist. I'm studying data science, and I always find it really interesting the kinds of examples they give us and the kinds of things that we decide, the kinds of values that we embed into algorithms when we're getting them to make automated decisions.
Yeah.
So kind of my academic study and then my work in the community with digital literacy and supporting people to be safe online and to use tools mindfully. And then my drag, it all really feeds into each other. So I have quite an online presence talking about technology and explaining things like that too.
Yeah, well, look, there's a couple of things out of that. First of all, I love the, this is queerness at its best, you know, that here we have this amazing performance and then you know, in the nicest possible way, you're, in inverted commas, nerdy data scientists.
Oh, yeah.
I love the variety in our communities of, you know, the performance. That is awesome. But I was going to say, with sort of tongue wedged firmly in cheek, you said earlier, oh, your face won't be used for AI. Maybe we need more faces in AI to make the stupid algorithms less heteronormative, cisnormative, bloody, bloody, blah.
That's a really good point. I was thinking about this a lot. I was really lucky. I got to go to ACME and host a panel discussion there in full drag as James Bott, and I got to ask some questions of experts. We had someone from the National AI Center. We had a gorgeous artist. We had someone who works for ACME and has been using AI tools to help people discover the archives. And there is a big debate about, with, like, we have a lot of archival and historical material. Do we want to protect it and make sure that it can't be replicated and transformed by AI, or do we want it to be used by AI so that the results that we get are more representative of who we really are?
It's a really good point. And, you know, the thing is, it's about, you know, it's perhaps, you know, it's also, you know, it's about what we use, but how we use it, the ethics of it, the process, which, you know, sort of, you know, to use a dry-humoured joke about ethics, you know, we've all heard about the Murdoch media journalist who thought ethics was a county in England.
Wow.
Yeah. So whether we're going to use it ethically by whatever means is another question, but it's a discussion that we certainly have to have. You know, sort of, and James Bott, love that name.
Thank you.
Was that just one of those light bulb sort of moments, or something?
I guess so. There was a joke floating around the internet a long time ago about James Bond getting his own name wrong and calling himself James Bonk, and so that's when I'm in a club, when I'm in a nightclub on the stage, I'm announced as James Bonk, but when I'm doing educational activities or talking about technology, I call myself James Bott.
Yes. You tongue wedge even more firmly in cheek coming out the other ear. You wouldn't get training gigs in schools as James Bond.
That's exactly why I did that. Yeah.
Which is, yes. Well,
I've been really lucky. There are some beautiful STEM centres and alternative schools and things that have a lot of queer kids. And if they're having like an event for queer people in STEM, I'll get to go and do a little PowerPoint and meet everyone.
PowerPoints.
Love to make a PowerPoint.
Yeah. And what is all very similar, spreadsheet.
Spreadsheet.
Spreadsheets. STEM. I mean, there's something I'll go right off the cuff here. You know, one of my longtime colleagues who was a science lecturer at Melbourne Uni is now retired, a trans woman. I'm not sure if identifying as trans or non-binary or bits of both. Said person, you know, was pushing, you know, women and queers in STEM. How is that how is all of that going from your just random subjective perspective? Are we getting progress of having more diversity in science, technology, engineering, math, or are we still, you know, sort of bashing through brick walls a bit?
That's a good question. I think the progress has been a little bit slower than it has been in some other areas, but also STEM is such a broad thing. Like, for example, STEM communication is mostly where I've been working, where you're sharing ideas with other people and you're designing activities that will help make people excited and curious about science and technology. That is a really queer area. And a very gender diverse area too.
Yep. Well, absolutely queer, gender diverse, and neurodivergent.
Oh yeah, big time.
Funny about that.
Yeah.
Which of course leads to that brilliance and innovation.
Well, actually, that's one of the things I love about Bodies No Bodies is that everybody has their own fixation that they've really deep dived into, and so you get something that is so alien to you. When you're watching the performance, you're like, you have gone on such a long and deep journey to get to this artwork. So I could never understand the process, but like, I understand exactly what you are communicating right now, and I feel transformed by it.
Yep. Oh, well, know, that is the thing. I mean, it is still talking Transform. I'm going to be self-indulgent. It's still one of my bucket list things to do, to some one night go out in full drag performer mode. I've never done it, but it's sort of like trying to find someone who would do the makeup and the outfit.
Yeah. Someone to help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come to Bodies No Bodies. We'll just bring our makeup. We'll make you one of us.
All right. Well.
Glamour queens.
All right. Cool. All right. Guest drop in.
Yeah. Guest cool. star.
All right. Well, we'll talk turkey or something off air. So let's go through it again. Bodies No Bodies, part of the fabulous Midsummer Festival, which is just chock-a-block with diverse stuff. A great launch. We got the launch Monday week ago. Did you make it to Fed Square?
No, I missed it. It looked like such a great night, though.
It was great. Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander opening, which I thought was very, very nice. Lots of things. Perhaps a bit long. I was getting a bit tired and had to go home. No, seriously. Mm-hmm. But still very, very cool in there at the edge. So let's go through it. When, where, who, what, how, where is it, when, how do we need to book tickets and all that sort of thing if we have bits of it?
So the gallery show is absolutely free, and you can drop in. Actually, do you have that there? The 11 till 3?
4 even.
11 till 4, do excuse me. And it is a paid night show, so definitely book in as soon as you can. Bodies No Bodies comes up nice and early in the alphabetical order on the Fringe website, so that's great.
But for Bodies?
Bodies, yeah. Type in Bodies, Bodies No Bodies.
Yep.
Grab your tickets for those. We've got evening performances on Thursday, February the 5th, Friday, February the 6th, and Saturday, February the 7th.
Yep.
Galleries still open on February the 8th, that beautiful parade day. And then we will disappear, but who knows when you'll see us again.
Well, look, the show, as you say, it's been around before. It's evolving left, right, centre and backwards, which is very, very cool. So that's the main thing. So, pretty cool. I've just got to do a couple of quick messages, respond to one of our messages from one of our awesome listeners, and then I'll come back and wrap up with you, James. So just hang on 1 second and clean everything up. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally-made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Tune into the Celtic Folk Show every Tuesday at 3 p.m. with me, Anne McAllister.
Three CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. Just about time to wrap up the show today. So much great Midsummer news. Just to go to Roving Reporter and your message on the better news front. Troy Sivan played at the NGV Gala last night, along with a lot of queer representation. And also Lady Gaga was in town. Yes, I was at a... and look, it sort of fits in. I was at a wrestling event, as I want to be, on Friday night, 12:53:48, for those having their game as to when the wrestling reference came in. And there's usually two friends who are always together, and only one was there. I said, "Where's your friend?" And, "Oh, that Lady Gaga." So a tough choice in my book, but anyway, there we go. So yes, Roving Reporter has said Lady Gay Christmas this weekend with Lady Gaga playing as well. Yeah, we'll take that. Freedom of Species coming up next, and, well, not quite wrestling, but they've got Meg Edge, vegan MMA, straight edge, hardcore music scene talking. That's an interview they are running again. So great to cover all things vegan, vegetarian and animale from 1 until 2. If you are listening live on Sunday, if you're not, of course, check out the podcast or on demand for any other show. The Sunday lineup, so you know it whenever you are listening. Rotations at 2, Queering There at 3, Salaam Radio Show 4 till 6. James, thank you so much for coming in. And, well, as I say, just, you know, I just love hearing about all this queer artistry. It's just so good to have, and all the best for another season. Yeah, look, you know, obviously this show is growing and going places, so just keep it rolling.
Thank you so much. Can I shout out the cast one more time?
You can indeed, definitely.
Yay! Okay, the show is featuring Zero, Thicky T, myself, Foot, Wintergreen, and Jenny Andrew. So that is our midsummer lineup, and we cannot wait to welcome you into Smith and Gertrude.
Smith and Gertrude, yes, right here, walking or even easy wheelchair distance from 3CR. So, yep, look forward to that. James, have a great midsummer and a great season. Thank you for coming in. I'm going to take it out today with Crowded House from their album Time on Earth and a track called Even a Child. No, I'm not going to mention politicians and whether they have children's brains. Children will sue me for vilification. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.
To keep your hopes alive. So where do I begin to help you believe again? Makers of secret planes, keepers of our last remains, dream of a holy state in a nightmare time. You know I meant it well, but who was it meant to help? Even a child knows you don't waste it. A promise is all that given once. But there is no doubt the changes have begun. But even a child knows you can't fake it. As long as the world is waking up, you're free now to recover your. And flowed my life to justify the end. I'll do everything I can. And it's a dangerous game. I heard you tell someone that you don't care, but I don't believe the message. And when you sing about love, thinking of even a child knows you don't waste it. As long
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.